All right, today is all about, people tell me about putting out fires and about challenges they have in their business. And so today's post is called How to Fix a Problem Instead of Just Putting Out Fires. I think often we get into this reactionary mode in our business where we are thinking about, what's going on? How do I fix it? We run around like a bunch of chickens with our heads cut off, and we don't really get much done. And so we go into this mode of looking for who's to blame, what's the problem, and we don't really see the cause and effect nature of what's happening. And that's what today's post is all about. I want to help you sort of unlock a few things. I want you to start to look at what are the ways that you behave and act and the processes you have in place. So when challenges arise, when fires start coming up in your business, how do you deal with them? How do you prevent them? Like Smokey says, only you can prevent forest fires. So that's what it is. Only you can prevent your business fires. That's what we're talking about today. Let's get started. If you hear me saying one thing over and over, it's that I'm tired of people saying they're too busy. As I travel and meet with various people, it seems to be a common thread. My friends say it, my family, my clients too. And it makes me wonder, what the heck is everybody so busy doing? Do you feel the same way? Like, no matter what you do, there's always like 100 more things waiting for your attention. And that there always seems to be problems just like creeping in from everywhere. And you always have to fix these problems. Well, the more I look around, the more I realize that it actually isn't that people don't have, that people have more to do these days. It's that we haven't been able to manage our time and focus on the things that really matter. Let me explain. In about five different meetings this week, I felt absolute empathy for people because I could see the stress, the worry, the doubt, the fear, and just plain tired looks on their faces from being totally overwhelmed. And I see it everywhere. People are just tired. How often do you feel just tired? Like that to-do list is just weighing so heavy on you, right? Like if you're in sales, that phone before you pick it up seems to weigh like 300 pounds, right? But when it comes down to it, we're all just running around with massive to-do lists trying to, well, we're trying to do them. And we've not really thought through what it means to actually get things done. So problems keep getting thrown at us, people demand more of our time, family challenges come up, and changes are made. And all of this uncertainty, change, and never-ending pile of stuff, it takes a toll on our ability to feel like, will we ever be sane? Right? In previous posts, I talked about being able to enjoy each day and how busy people can simplify their lives. And I encourage you to go read those if you haven't. I've got links there. But where are we going wrong? This year I've been immersed in some massive new projects and working with an amazing mentor. And as I mentioned, he's a world-renowned expert in systems thinking. And we've been exploring cause and effect relationships in every business we look at and identifying what's really going on. This translates to every part of life as well. And I've been reading a ton of books on systems, interdependencies, complexity, critical chain, and really anything that doesn't just focus on the tactics. And that's what I want to stress to you today. This is where people are going wrong. As a society, we're trained to find the solution to the problem. We look at what's happened and try and we fix it. So what, you're overweight? You diet. Miss the sales target? Reprimand the sales rep. You're anxious? Take some pills. Need more customers? Spend more on advertising. Stressed? Drink. Have to get more done? Work harder. How many times do you feel like that? Like there's all, you need just answers for all this stuff, and more stuff piles up, needing more answers, right? So ask yourself, how often do you take a look at your days and activities from that lens? Do you keep adding things to your to-do list and creating more stress, or do you look at all of the cause and effect relationships in your activities and create a system? Now, the reason I ask is that no matter how busy I am, I seem to be able to always find time to enjoy my day, spend time with loved ones, golf, and have balance. It's because I have a system. As part of my system, I know that health, balance, mental acuity, and sleep all play an important role. So everything goes in. I also know that I can't give freely of my time all the time. So here's what I'm going to say. I urge you to claim back your calendar. Don't let people take your time. You must give it to them. Don't let your phone command you, but instead use it as a tool to help you. Are you sitting there with your cell phone, your smartphone, just vibrating all the time and everybody's just screaming for your attention? A friend of mine, Phil, has actually turned off email on his phone, and he's one of the busiest guys I know. Because now he's claimed back his schedule, he'll get to email on a specific time during the day. But you can't just expect to be at everybody's beck and call. This is what's causing so much stress. The other thing is your to-do lists are not projects. If you change one thing in your business, it is your understanding of the projects you're working on. When I work with clients that tell me they're busy, I ask them first to show me the list of all the things they're working on. And often they say, well, it's in my head. So that's mistake number one. Get it out of your head and get it on a paper. Now, once we have a list, we ask, show me how many of these you've scheduled these activities into your appointments. And that's usually where I get a blank stare. Most people only schedule appointments and then list their to-dos. Wrong-o, bud. Schedule everything right down to the detail. To get things done effectively, you need to actually break down all of your so-called projects into tasks that need to be scheduled. Now, I have a slide share you can click on in the post on how to achieve your goals. And it's lovely, if I must say. So this will definitely help you get unstuck with your list. Take everything you have to do and actually schedule it down to the activity. Now, once you've scheduled everything, take a look at the time you actually need. It's going to blow your mind. You're really not that busy. When you take all the activities and break them down to what needs to get done each day, you're going to see that you've just created a ton of new time for yourself. To free up more time, take an hour each week and analyze the problems you've faced. See what caused them. Ask yourself what you could have done to prevent them. And then take a look at your life and create a system so that those types of problems don't happen in the future. And take accountability for your stress and schedule. Make your life your own. Be one of the rare people who don't say, I'm so busy, and help others create freedom too. Remember that stress is always a positive signal for change. So I hope that this advice is going to help you create some freedom, and I hope that you want extra time to reach out to me and connect. You know, let me know how it's going. Leave a comment. And how else do you free yourself? Give me some feedback. You know, I've got lots of time. Give me more to do. And that's it for today. You know, really understand that you shouldn't be running around putting out fires, having to-do lists, but instead creating a system so that you don't have fires to put out in the first place. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and we will talk to you next time.